Okay, we're going to start the Mishnah now on Daf Peihei Amud Beis. The Mishnah says the following: Chatos v'osham vadai mechaprim. And it's interesting that in the case of these two karbonos, one is brought for chayvei krisus b'shogeg, the other is brought for gzelos me'ilos, and etc. Rashi quotes two out of the five. The Mishnah makes no mention of what? Of tshuva, correct? In every other case in the Mishnah, we're going to see about tshuva. Misav yom ha-kippur mechaprim v'na tshuva. Tshuva mechaperes, etc., etc. But with regard to chatas v'yosham, there's no mention of tshuva. And Rashi says the following. Rashi says, chatas v'yosham vaday mechaprim, umistoma tshuva ika. Rashi says there was no need for the Mishnah to spell out the condition that he was chosen b'tshuva, because that's understood. Im lo haya mischaret, if he didn't have charata, lo haya mevi karban, why would he come to bring a karban? Obviously he has remorse about what he did, and therefore Rashi assumes that he did tshuva. Did the Mishnah mention tshuva?
You might think it's automatic. Bring a cover,
Right. So did the Mishnah mention a word about tshuva?
No.
Rashi says he did tshuva. So I just want to point out to you that not all the subsequent literature, you know, the Achronim are very happy with this Rashi, because Rashi is committed to the fact that there's no such thing as a karban without tshuva, and that's Rashi Shita Masechta Shavuos. If you'd ever want to make a note of it, look it up. It's on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Dibra Maskel Chatos V'Yashamos. Rashi says there's no kapara of any sort, of any karban, without tshuva, and he quotes the pasuk V'Svadu Es Chatosam. However, if you look in the Achronim, they're not so on board with this Rashi. The Gevurah Sari, for example, is of the opinion that Chatos V'Yashom, which are coming to be mechaper on what kind of an avera?
Accident.
Correct. What's that called in the Lashon Kodesh? Shogeg. It's only a shogeg. Is those karbonos that come for a shogeg are mechaper even without tshuva. And therefore, it's deliberate that the Mishnah omits the word tshuva here. Now, we're going to see later on that every karbon, including chatas v'yosham, has to be accompanied by vidui. In fact, at the moment that the bala karbon does smicha on the karbon, he has to recite vidui. But those mefarshim that don't buy into this Rashi, and they assume that the karbon has the power to be mechapi without tshuva, they would claim that vidui is an enhancement of the mitzvah. It's not likuva, it's not indispensable. So just from the start, we haven't even gotten very far in the Mishnah. There's already a controversy about how to interpret this Mishnah. Is the Mishnah assuming that he did tshuva? He recited vidui. Rashi says if he didn't do tshuva, why would he be bringing his karbon? And the Gevurah Sarifa one, and there are probably many others, assume that if the Mishnah omitted tshuva, that was a deliberate decision on the part of the Mishnah. And therefore the karbon has, only in the case of a shogeg, but it does have the power to be mechaper even without tshuva. Then the Mishnah says, Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim ima tshuva. Okay, and this is very interesting, because notice that the Mishnah went out of its way to organize what we call two different bavos. You know, sometimes the Mishnah integrates many different dinim in one bava and gives you the din that applies to all the above cases, all the scenarios. And sometimes the Mishnah splits it up and breaks it up into its component parts. Here's a case where the Mishnah deliberately broke it up into two parts. This chatos v'asham, about which the Mishnah says mechaprim, and then misav yom ha-kippurim mechaprim ima tshuva. So if I accept the Gevurah Sari, then it's very smooth. Why did the Mishnah feel compelled to divide these two categories into two different bavos in the Mishnah? Because chatos v'yasham is mechaprim without tshuva, but misa and yom ha-kippur require tshuva. But if you hold like Rashi, and Rashi assumes that even chatos v'yasham, haboyim l'chapra l'shogeg, require tshuva. So the question arises, and this is what the Mefarshei Mishnah, the Tiferes Yisrael, and others raise this question: why did the Mishnah feel compelled to split this up into two bavos? Why not be ma'arev? Why not join them and integrate them into one? Chatos v'yoshem vaday misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim v'yom ha-tshuva. To say that because chatos v'yoshem, for sure, we understand the way Rashi says that he did tshuva, therefore the Mishnah would separate Oshem, chatos v'yoshem, from misa v'yom ha-kippurim. That doesn't satisfy the rational mind. There must be some difference between these two categories of chatos v'yoshem on the one hand and misa v'yom ha-kippurim on the other hand. Even though all the above mechaprim need tshuva, without the accompaniment of tshuva, Rashi insists they cannot be mechaper. But nevertheless, there's some difference between these two categories.
Yeah, maybe one is you're actually doing something in the beginning by bringing korban, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
And the other one is going to happen anyway. That's because, you know,
right, but is that a halachic distinction? No, what we're looking for is some sort of din that presses the Mishnah to separate the two. You know, you may be right that Yom HaKippurim happens Mimela and Misa happens whether you like it or not, but is there some sort of halachic fundamental distinction between the two? So I want to share with you the insight here of the Tiferes Yisrael. The Tiferes Yisrael says the following: there's a fundamental difference between the two. Misa and Yom HaKippurim are mechaper bein b'mezid bein b'shogeg, even on a deliberate violation. Whereas Chatos v'Yosham could only have the power to bring kapar in the case of what? Shogeg, but not in the case of mezid. But then he goes a step further. I mean, that itself, I think, would have answered his question. But he has an interesting twist, and he goes beyond this. He says the following. He says that although Misa and Yom HaKippurim supersede these karbanos, because as we said, they engender kapar even in the case of mezid, but nevertheless, from one perspective, they are inferior to the karbanos. And he says the following: that whereas the karbon, whether it be the chatos or rosh vaday, has a complete kapara, this is called in the language of the terrestrial kapara gemura, a total kapara, that the sin is wiped off entirely. He says in the case of Misa and Yom HaKippurim, is in the case of a mezid, their kapara is not a kapara gemura. The adayin tsarech hachote lekabel yisurim, and in the case of a shogeg, he has to bring a karbon. In other words, Misa and Yom HaKippurim do not exempt him from a karbon. So his kapara, to achieve a complete kapara in the case of shogeg, would require that he bring a karbon. He's not exempt from the karbon, despite the fact that Yom HaKippurim passed. Again, after Misa is not talked about, he can't bring the carbon. It's irrelevant. Yeah, he could appoint someone before he dies to bring the carbon. And in the case of Mezid, says the Tiferes Yisrael, and I don't know how he knows this, again, it may be sugyas that we didn't get up to, he says that Misa and Yom HaKippurim alone would not suffice to bring a kapara gemura. Carbon, in the case of shogeg, although it's a limited kind of kapara, doesn't apply and extend to the case of Mezid, but nevertheless it's a totality, it's a complete kapara gemura. Misa and Yom HaKippurim, although they supersede karbon in the sense that they are mechaprim even for Mezid, but nevertheless they are inferior to karbon, because whereas karbon achieves a kapara gemura, Misa and Yom HaKippurim can only precipitate an incomplete kapara. And that means that in the case of shogeg, in order to clinch and complete the kapar, they need a karbon. In the case of mezid, in order to complete the kapar process, they need yisurim. Again, I don't know how he knows this. We'll have to see sugyas later on. But be that as it may, you can flip it both ways. You know, if you ask me which is a greater kapar power, a karbon, on the one hand, or misa and Yom HaKippurim on the other hand, the answer is it's a two-way street. Karbon has something, you know, yesh b'zeh, mashem b'zeh, v'yesh b'zeh, mashem b'zeh. The carbon has the power of what? Of complete kapara. Misa and Yom HaKippurim have the power of being mechaper on the mezid. On the other hand, the kapara power of the carbon is inferior because it doesn't extend to mezid. But on the other hand, the karvaka power of misa and yom kippur is inferior because it doesn't achieve a complete kapara.
With the yom kippur and misa, you need yisurim. You also need tshuva.
We're assuming now Shalom like Rashi. We're not going like the Gevurah Sari. Well, everything needs tshuva.
Well, according to those who are different with Rashi,
yeah,
they only differ on the shogeg part.
Correct.
So I'm just saying.
Even the Gevurah Sari agrees that there's no such thing as kapara and mezid without tshuva. Oh, that doesn't exist.
Everybody agrees you need Yom Kippur, you need yisurim, and you need tshuva.
Right. Tshuva is a requirement straight across the board in the case of mezid. In the case of shogeg, that's going to be a machlokes between Rashi and the Gevurah Sari. Rashi is going to insist that karbon, in the case of shogeg, like all the other machapim, requires tshuva. And the Gevurah Sari is going to say that in the case of a karbon for shogeg, you do not need tshuva. The karbon itself has the power of being a machapim.
It's interesting, I find that Kippur and Misa still need tshuva, even with Yisur. You would think a person is giving back Yisur, and that's his kapara.
Not enough. You need tshuva.
All right, it's good.
Need you. And we'll have a lot to talk about. Again, it all depends on time because, you know, I left this not deliberately for the last week, but that's the way it fell out. And there's so much here.
Of course.
It's just endless. So I don't know what, you know, within the time that we have. A lot of people aren't here today. I don't know if they're traveling or they're out of town. But I'm glad that you came and shkoyach for that. All right. So what else do we have over here? Okay. The Mishnah goes on to tell us the following. What's the difference between all these situations? What is the power of tshuva? And can tshuva operate independent of all the other machaper? Meaning, are there any averos? I mean, I'm just filling in the question that the Mishnah is addressing. The Mishnah doesn't spell out this question. Are there any situations where tshuva itself is a machaper? And not only that, perhaps tshuva not only accompanies all the other machaper, but in certain cases, tshuva can be an independent machaper. It doesn't need the help of any other machaper. And the answer is yes, tshuva could be an independent machaper. When? Tshuva mechaperes al averos kalos. Okay, lightweight averos. But what constitutes, how do you define an avera kala? And the answer is, says the Mishnah, al essay. So he violated an essay. That means he didn't put on tzitzis, he didn't put up a mezuzah, he didn't do this, he didn't do that. V'al losas. Okay, we'll soon see that losase itself subdivides into two categories. But right now, we're going to assume that any avera of a losase, if it doesn't have what's called a chiv kares or a chiv misa, it's your standard, regular bottom line, bottom based losase, then all it needs is tshuva. Tshuva itself is machaper, and you need no other machaper. That's the power of tshuva. The power of tshuva is kalos. Does anybody by chance have a Rama Milchus tshuva? I looked for it and I couldn't find it. You have one, Mitch? If I could borrow it. No, I need to say for Mada. Okay, maybe we'll find the Rama later on. I tried to find one. And
I have an idea.
All right. So let's go on in the Mishnah. Vala chamuros. Okay, what happens in the case of a chamura, which is not your regular lav, but a more severe lav? Hu tole, I mean, here you have girsa issues, but ad sheyovo yom kippurim v'yechaper. So the Mishnah has not yet spelled out, when do I need misa as a machaper? So let's leave Misa on the back burners for the time being. Who wants to think about death, right? And let's focus on Yom HaKippur. So Yom HaKippur comes around, and together with Tshuva, it clinches the kapar for what? For Navera Chamur. Then the Mishnah says, Ha'omer, a person declares, Echta V'yashuv. Okay, so that's one. And then it says, Echta V'yashuv. So don't think it's a printing error. He actually did, on two different occasions, he declared Echto v'yoshu. We have to see if he declared them both with regard to the same Avera, two different Averas.
What parak?
Parak Aleph Milchus Tshuva Halacha Beis. It should start with Sorya Mishtalech. The Rambam says, Parak Aleph Milchus Tshuva Halacha Beis, Sorya Mishtalech. We're going back to the time that the Mikdash stood. Lefishu Kapora Al Kol Yisrael, Kohen. Kohen Gadol Misvadolov Al Loshon Kol Yisrael. Okay, that itself needs a lot of work. Then the Rambam says the following: Sorya Mishtalech. What's the power of the Sorya Mishtalech? Mechaper Al Kol Averos Shebatorah Hakalos Vachamuros Bein Shavar Bizodon Bein Shavar Bishkoga Bein Shahodelo Bein Shahodelo. He knows about it. He doesn't know about it. Hakol miskaper b'soraya mishtalech. So if you stop here in the Rambam, I'm deliberately misleading you. So don't hold me against. Don't hold it against me. But you would get the impression that wow, that soraya mishtalech might actually fit the bill of something that we haven't discovered yet, namely a machaper without tshuva. But then the Rambam says no. Don't get excited. He says v'hu sha'asa tshuva. Okay. So when I stop here for a moment, I ask myself the following question. Does the Rambam mean to say that if you don't do tshuva, then Sorya Mishtalech is completely meaningless? It's not a machapir. Says the Rambam, Avalim lo asa tshuva, ein hasoyer. This I can't read. You know, there's something blocking the thing. Okay, now I got it. I moved the screen up. So this thing that's blocking went down. Well, actually, it didn't go down. It's just that I moved the screen up. So the Rambam says the following: Avolim lo asa tshuva, ein hasoyer mechaperlo el alakalos. So I come back to my original point that soyer shaleach has a power of kapara without tshuva. It's the, according to Rashi, she did leave out the gevurah sari for a minute. This is the first occasion that we have of a mechaper without tshuva. But again, it's limited. It's only mechaper on what? Kalos. Umayin ha-kalos, umayin ha-chamuros. Ha-chamuros heim shechayov and aleim misis bezdin okores. That's called chamuros. And then the Rambam says, ushvuas shav v'sheker, afapisha ein behem kores, harei heim min ha-chamuros. Okay, that has to be understood. But shar mitzvahs lo sasu mitzvahsei she'en v'em kareis hein hakalos. So basically the power of Sorya Mishtalech is so awesome that it could be mechaper for mitzvahs lo sasu, for mitzvahsei, as long as there's no chiyuv kareis, with the exception of shvuah sheker and shvuah shvav, without what? Without shvuah. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, so Rabosai, if we get a chance, I'd really like to study this with you, maybe on Wednesday, if you can make a note of it. Perek Aleph Milchus Tshuva Halacha Beis. Well, let's go back to our Mishnah. So the Mishnah establishes that Averos Kalos, which means Esei and Losa, says Tshuva is Mechaper even without what? Without any other Mechaper whatsoever, independent. Tshuva, however, could not be mechaper on the chamuros until Yom HaKippurim comes around. And Yom HaKippurim, together with tshuva, is going to expand the kapara to include even the chamuros. Again, at the time that the Mikdash stood, as we saw in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, there was a possibility of kapara without tshuva for Averos Kalos. But now that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash, we're left with a situation in which you always need tshuva, even for Averis Kalos. Tshuva with regard to Averis Kalos is an independent mechaper, doesn't need any other accompaniment. Then the Mishnah says, HaOmer Echtev Yashuv, Echtev Yashuv, Ein Maspikin B'yado Lasos Tshuva. Echtev Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. So Rabosai, let's just, even before we rack our brains to try to figure out what's going on, let's just simply point out what I call diuke lashon. You know, be careful about the reading of the language here. What is the difference, or what differences can you pinpoint between the first case, we'll call it the Reisha, and the second case, meaning the Reisha is Homer Echtav Yashuv, and the Seif is the case of Echtav Yom HaKippur Mechaper. What do you notice as the differences?
One seems to be...
One is Tshuva, one is Yom Kippur.
No, morning.
Timeline.
Excellent. The first difference is that in the Reisha it says Homer Echtav Yashuv twice. In the Seifa it only says once, Echtav Yom HaKippur Mechaper. And the second difference, which I think what Alan is referring to, is that in the Reisha it says Ein Maspik in Biyodolasis Tshuva. In the Seifa it says Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper. In other words, in the Reisha it seems to be a lower category, a less severe category of excluding him from tshuva, because he's not really excluded from tshuva. Ein maspik in biyodolasis tshuva. The Mefarshim say that what the Mishnah means, it's not going to be easy for him to tshuva. God is not there to push him and to help him, to facilitate his tshuva. But he will be able to do tshuva. So the power of tshuva, even though he said echta ve'ashuv, within the sin itself, tokidei avera, he says, "Don't worry about it. I'm gonna flex the muscle of the mechaper of tshuva." Nevertheless, tshuva is not excluded. It's going to be a little bit difficult, a high climb, but he will be able to do tshuva. In the case of Echta, where he says about the mechaper of Yom HaKippurim that I don't have to worry about this because Yom HaKippurim is going to be mechaper for my chet, then the Mishnah says, "Ein Yom HaKippur mechaper." Period. Sof pasuk, Yom HaKippur is not going to be mechaper. So let's go back to the Reisha for a minute. Why does the Reisha insist that he says, he declares, Echte v'ashuv not once but twice? So this Rabosai is a sugya we didn't get up to yet. It's on Daf Pei Zayin. And the Gemara assumes that if he does this twice, then nasalo keheter. In other words, he gets so used to, so addicted, if you will, to that sin, that it's going to be very difficult for him to do sin. To do tshuva, excuse me. Correct?
Right.
That's the Gemara later on. Fine. So here, I want to share with you the insight of the Tosefes Yom HaKippur. You remember we've mentioned him many times. One of the great Sephardic, actually early Achronim, from 5 centuries ago. He says the following. He says, if a person says Echta V'Yashuv twice, then he's not going to get any help from Shamayim. If he does a lot of good work and he sweats it out, he'll be able to come to Tshuva on his own, and Tshuva is Mechaper. But why then in the Sefer, asks the Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, when he declares Echte V'Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, it sounds like even if he did tshuva, Yom HaKippurim is, shall we say, incapable of bringing kapara. And not only that, even if he only declares once for one sin, he says Echte V'Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, is Yom HaKippurim is not Mechaper.
Because he didn't see Yashuv.
Why is it more severe, Shalom, in the first case that we require that he says it twice? And not only that, he could achieve the kapara of tshuva, even though he says echte v'ashuv. Just it's not going to be easy for him. Why is it in the Sefer, when he says echte v'yom kippur v'yachafer, we're going to be so harsh with him that even if he only says it once, and not only that, it seems like he's completely undermined and neutralized the power of Kapara of Yom HaKippur.
Right.
Why?
Because
why is the first one light relative to the second one, which is very stringent, very heavy?
First, how important tshuva is? Disregards tshuva.
In the first case, in the Reisha, did he disregard tshuva? No. In the second case, he says, you know what? All I need is Yom HaKippurim. So what he does is he takes his chet and he says that I'm going to violate this chet and Yom HaKippurim is going to take care of me. By doing so, he excludes himself from the power of Yom HaKippurim. Not so in the Reisha. In the Reisha he declares, I will do tshuva. And he undergoes the whole process of tshuva, if he does. Again, it's going to be very challenging, but if he finally succeeds in doing so. And at what point has he made it difficult for himself to do tshuva? Is it sufficient that once he declares Echta V'Yashuv? only when he says it twice. Then he's pushing away tshuva, and he makes it very difficult to do tshuva. So let me read to you the answer of the Tosefes Yom HaKippur. The Tosefes Yom HaKippur says the following, that our Mishnah wants to reflect the Shita of Revi. Revi's Shita is that Yom HaKippur is Mechapa without tshuva. And we haven't gotten to that yet, but it's here, and we'll get to it soon. It's here, it's also Masechta Shavuos. He says the following. The Mishnah reflects the opinion of Revi, and Yom HaKippurim is Mechapa without tshuva, but in the Seifa, a man declares that he's not going to do tshuva. He says, Echte v'Yom HaKippur Mechapa. Now, in and of itself, his statement is meaningful because the Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rebbe, and Yom HaKippur can be Machaper without tshuva. So if he has no intention of doing tshuva, he wants to get the power of Yom HaKippurim. The Mishnah is Machadish that he excludes himself from the power of Yom HaKippurim, because Yom HaKippurim, when he says at the time of the sin should be Machaper, he is undermining the power of Kapar of Yom HaKippurim. Good. However, in the Reisha, when he says Echta V'Ashuv, he's intending to do tshuva. And since he intends to do tshuva, he allows the possibility of tshuva. So again, let's just go over the Tosefes Yom HaKippur. Very complicated. He says the following. According to Rebbe, that Yom HaKippur has the power to mechap without tshuva, if a person declares echte, and I have no intention of doing tshuva, you know, I'm laid back about my chatom. I don't have to worry about my sins because Yom HaKippur will do the job for me, will initiate the kapara without tshuva. So he has no intention to do tshuva. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to be very difficult for such a person to do tshuva. And not only that, Yom HaKippur is not going to be mechaper. So this man is in deep trouble. Why? Because when he declares, I will sin, I will not do tshuva, but Yom HaKippur will take care of me, is that even though Rebbe holds the Yom HaKippur in and of itself has the power to be mechaper without tshuva, but in this case, he undermines the possibility, he neutralizes the kapar power of Yom HaKippur. Not only that, he's excluded himself from tshuva. So, that's it. He made a declaration, I'm going to do this sin, I'm not interested in doing tshuva. He's now excluded himself from two different mechaper. Namely, Yom HaKippurim and Shuvah. He's in very bad shape. That's the case of the Sefer. Case of the Reish is somebody else. He intends to do Shuvah, but he's tempted by the sin, and he says, let me sin, and then I'll do Shuvah. Oh, in that case, he's on his own. He hasn't excluded himself from tshuva. He has expressed his interest in it, his intention of doing tshuva, but God's not going to help him do tshuva. You can't take a chait and say, I'm going to deliberately violate this avera and then do tshuva and expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him out and be mesayeh him to do tshuva. That's the first answer to Tosefes Yom HaKippur. Go ahead, Alan.
It seems a little strange, but when somebody says, Echte v'ashuv, he's treating tshuva like it's a korban. He's treating it like some external thing. It's not an internalization of himself. There's no such thing. How can you say, oh, Echtev HaAshuv? The same mouth that says Echtev and it says Ashuv is not saying that tshuva is a tshuva gemura, that it's coming from inside and it's just chavrata. Because if it is, you couldn't be doing it. You couldn't be saying Echtev.
No, you're absolutely correct. He's going to have to undergo a very profound process of tshuva, and not only that, Hashem is not going to help him, as he usually does help a chote. But he hasn't excluded himself from tshuva because he indicates his intention to do tshuva.
But what does it mean to him? Tshuva doesn't mean anything to him if he says Echtev at the same time.
He means he can't overcome the yitzhar at this point, but he's hoping down the line he's going to do
tshuva. Everybody that does that when they're
not in the second case. In the second case, that's the Tosefes Yom HaKippur. The man says, I have no intention of doing tshuva. I'm going to avail myself of Yom HaKippurim. I'm holding like Rebbe. Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. I'm not doing tshuva.
But even in that,
then he excludes himself.
But even in that case, he can do tshuva.
According to Tosefes Yom HaKippur, he doesn't have possibility to do
Yom HaKippur is not mechaper. But he can still do tshuva.
I don't know. The impression I got from the Tosefes Yom HaKippur is that he's excluded himself from tshuva.
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. Because I'll double check.
I mean, the other, he's toast. He can't do anything.
Al, let's listen to the second answer of the Tosefes Yom HaKippur. Maybe you'll like that even better. He says the following. that the resha, when a man says echta v'ashuv, meaning that he relies on tshuva and tshuva is going to be mechaper, that's a case of averus kalos, which means losaseh essay, not all losases, but some essay that losases. Since in those cases where he violates a losaseh or an essay, tshuva alone is mechaper, then Hashem is not going to help him, but he can still do tshuva. The Seifa, says the Tosefos Yom HaKippurim, is talking about a person who violates Averus Chamuros. Averus Chamuros, tshuva alone is not enough, you need also Yom HaKippurim. He says in such a case, he's not going to achieve any kapara for an Averus Chamura, even if he does tshuva, because tshuva alone is not enough. And he's excluded Yom HaKippurim because he said that Yom HaKippurim will be mechap. Those are the two answers of the Tosefos Yom HaKippur. And here, if I can trouble you, Mitch, again, I don't know if you still have your what is it called, an iPad? I don't know what they call it. Could you open to Perek Dalet Milchus Tshuva this time? The Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchus Tshuva Halacha Aleph has a list of 24 dvarim, esrim v'arba dvarim hama'akvim es ha'tshuva. And on the list, on the list of these 24, with, he says that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maspik Lo B'yado Lasos Tshuva. The Rambam says on the list he has HaOmer Echta V'Ashuv, and he has HaOmer Echta V'Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. So these are two out of the 24 cases that he lists here, and about all these 24 cases, he says that they're ma'akev es ha'tshuva. It sounds like the Rambam is saying that ha'omer echte va'ashuv, even if he says it once, the Rambam doesn't say he says it twice, and HaKadosh Baruch is not going to be maspik v'yada lasas tshuva. The Mishnah says, and the Gemara amplifies this, that only if he says it twice, echte v'ashuv, then HaKadosh Baruch is not going to help him do tshuva.
And the second part.
And not only that, the Rambam seems to assume that in echte v'yom ha'kippur mechaper, it doesn't mean that he's excluded from kapara. He can get kapara if he does tshuva, but the Rambam says ma'akvinus ha'tshuva is going to be very difficult for him to do tshuva. So I'm just going to tell you the partial answer of the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah says that the Rambam derives this from a Braisa. The Braisa later on says that if he says once, Ha'omer Echte, Va'ashuv is Ein Maspikin Biyado Lasos Tshuva. So there's a discrepancy here between the Braisa and the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ha'omer Echte Va'ashuv twice. The Braisa says he only said it once. The Rambam codifies the Braisa. But the question is, what's the Rambam going to do with the Mishnah? Says the Lecha Mishnah, the Mishnah is telling us that even if he went as far as to say Echta Vashuv twice, Ein Maspika Biyada Lasas Tshuva, but if he does Tshuva, his Tshuva is acceptable. Meaning that even though he's now violating a very severe Avera, and he goes over it a second time, and Nasalo Keheter, nevertheless he's not excluded from Tshuva, just Ein Maspika Biyada Lasas Tshuva. But the fundamental din of Ein Maspika Lasas Tshuva, Biyada Lasas Tshuva applies even if he only says once, Echte V'yoshuv. That's according to the Lecha Mishnah. The Tosefos Yom HaKippurim says that the Rambam looked at our Mishnah, he didn't look at any other sources, but he interpreted the Mishnah that even if he only said it once, Echte V'yoshuv ain't my speaking beyond Lassus Tshuva. The Tana wants to be Mechadesh that even if he says it twice, and it's Nasis Lo Kehete, nevertheless, he doesn't exclude himself from the Kapar of Tshuva, but it makes it very difficult for him to do Tshuva.
That shows you
Chatzishir
is Asim
HaTorah. It's Asim HaTorah, right. Then the Mishnah says something amazing. Avero Shebein Odom LaMokom Yom HaKippur Mechaper. Avero Shebein Odom LaChavero Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Shiratzes Chavero. So the Mishnah differentiates, and this is one of the few times we find that on in a Mishnah that there's a fundamental classification of mitzvahs, ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chavero. But the Mishnah says, "Aver shebein adam l'chavero ein yom hakipur mechaper ad shiratze es chavero." And Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria derives this from a pasuk, "Dorash Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria mikol chatosechem lifnei Hashem." right? That the pasuk describes the kapara power of Yom Kippurim with regard to all sins lifnei Hashem. What does lifnei Hashem mean? Ben Adam lemakom titaru. Then you can achieve the tara of Yom Kippurim. Aver shben Adam lemakom Yom Kippurim mechaper. Aver shben Adam lechavero. Ein Yom Kippurim mechaper ad shiratze es chavero. So the question is, and I'm going to need the Rambam again, this time at the end of Perek Beis, what kind of averos, which averos are classified as bein odom l'chaveru, and they require ritzu? So guess what? The Rambam says that there are two different types of averos bein odom l'chaveru, and in certain cases he requires ritzu, in other cases he doesn't. The Rambam says the following. Aver shebeinom lechaveru kagon hachovel es chaveru. That means he assaults his friend physically, and then he gets. Then he has another case of makalel chaveru, and then he says ogozlo, he steals money from him. Is eno nimchalo liolam atshiyitein lechaveru mashu chayevlo v'yiratzeh. It's not enough that he pays if he does compensation, but he needs ritzu. Afal pishet zilo a moment shu chayev lo tzorch l'ratzoso v'lisho b'menu shiyimcholo. And then the Rambam says that if he didn't go through this process of ritzu, Yom Kippurim itself is not enough to be mechaper. So all of the Mefarshim ask a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hey Mihilchas Chovel Mazik Halacha Tes says that Mazik Momon Chavero, if a person destroys his friend's property, is Kaman Sheshile Mashu Chayev L'Shalim Niskaper. The Rambam says he can achieve Kapar by just compensating him for the monetary loss. The Rambam does not require any ritzu. Here the Rambam gives an example of what? In the Tshuva of Gezel. Gezel means he stole his friend's possessions.
Knowingly and not.
The Rambam says deliberately he stole and he paid it back. And he's not miskafrat shiratz. What do you say, Yehuda?
That's what you wrote. Gezel implies that a person knows that somebody was stolen from. Remember you brought this up with a
so are you implying an answer?
With a nigzal.
Are you implying an answer here? I mean, I'm just presenting the question. Yeah. The question is the following. What's the difference between gzeil on the one hand, where the Rambam says that it's not enough to compensate the nigzal, and you have to be meratzah him, you have to be you have to ask mechila, whereas in the case of mazik mamon shel chaver, the Rambam says that all he needs for kapora is to return the gzeil. I'm sorry. All he needs for kapora is to pay for the damages.
Maybe the answer is when you go to somebody.
Yeah.
It's an affront. It's a.
I like the word front. I leave out the word a, leave out the a for a second. I'll get back to the a in just a second. I'm just joking with you. But what do I mean by front? Frontal. What is it? What do I mean by frontal? What is gzeil? Does anybody know? Yeah, gzeil is frontal, and it's based on a pasuk by Yigzal as Chanis Miada Mitzri. You know, there's something called gneva. That's something totally different. But gzeil is frontal, and therefore now we can add the a. It's an affront, and that's what the Lech Mishnah says. That in the case of gzeil, he causes a person tsar because of that. You know, face to face confrontation that he has with him, and that tsar is severe enough to put in the category of makal es chavero. And if you makal chavero, the Rambam says that you have to ask mechila shiratzeil. Why? Because of the element of tsar.
Yeah.
And what else does the Rambam have here? Chovel es chavero. That's a really extreme case where he beats his friend, assaults him, injures him physically. That tsar is enough to classify it as, in the Mishnah's terms, beinom lechavero achi ratzas chavero. However, mazik mamon shel chavero. Now you could ask, what happens if he does it in front of his friend, and his friend has great tsar? I don't know. The Rambam doesn't go into those details. You can only guess. I would guess that maybe you could make an argument that it changes if he was mazik mamon chaver befanav frontally. Maybe. I don't know. But in a classical case where a person destroys his friend's property, there's not that face-to-face kind of confrontation that causes a tremendous amount of tsar. And the Rambam says all he needs to achieve kapara is that he reimburse him for what he suffered, the losses that he suffered. What does the word ritzu mean? It's very interesting. The Mishnah uses two words. The Mishnah used the word mechila and also the word ritzu.
this Mishnah we say Mechila?
Yeah, do you see the word Mechila? The Mishnah doesn't use the word Mechila. I'm confusing the Rambam with the Mishnah.
Yeah.
The Rambam says in Hilchus Tshuva, he uses two terms. He says, Ad she'iten l'chaver mashu chayev lo v'irat sehu. And then the Rambam says, Tzorech l'ratzoso v'lishol mimenu she'yimchol lo. So here the Rambam adds the word Mechila. So what's the name Ritzui and Mechila? Ritzui is what?
If the person who does the act has to ask, has to do something. Mechila is the person that the act was done to, has to.
That's interesting. How do you get the light back on? Or? Oh, that's the light button. Ooh, told me what time is. Is that a hint?
Oh, you're timed out.
I'm trying to pack in a lot here into this discussion. So if you take a look at the Rambam on the question of whether or not all you have to do is achieve Mechila, or you have to initiate, the Chote has to initiate the process of Mechila. So it's very interesting. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam says that tzarch lifgoa bo ad sheyimcholo. And then the Rambam goes on to discuss a case where his friend refuses to grant a mechila in a whole process here. But you get the impression from the Rambam lifgoa bo that he has to personally come and ask for mechila.
Encounter him.
He's got to encounter him and ask for mechila. In any event, I heard from my Rebbe many years ago, and I'm not sure if I'm quoting him precisely, that Ritzui means to reinstate the friendship. Mechila is more of a technical process. Alright, what else do we have in this Mishnah? The Mishnah says,
great Jewish.
Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael lifnim mi atem mitarim umi mitar eschem avichem shvashamayim. Shenem avizarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utartem. V'yomim mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikveh mitarisa tmeim afakadosh baruch hu mitar es Yisrael. So here the Mefarshim go to town. They want to know what's the difference between Ashreichem lifnim mi atem mitarim and mi mitar eschem. And why the double language over here? So I want to share with you two interpretations which I found here in the Yalkut Biurim. First, he quotes the Tosus Yontif. I have Yontif Lipman Heller, one of the classical Mefarshei Mishnayos. And he says the following, that there's a fundamental difference here between the opening line of Rabbi Akiva and the second question of Rabbi Akiva. Lifnei mi atem mitarim is referring to a person who takes the initiative to sanctify himself and purify himself from his sins. And then Rabbi Akiva is saying that since he came on his own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help him. Then, Lifnei mi atem mitarim, he says, the Tos Yontif, is a reference to someone who doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the energy to overcome his Yetzer, and on his own initiative to come to the process of tshuva. And here too, Rabbi Akiva says, we're absolutely fortunate because Hashem ya'orereihu v'yazreihu lavo litar. So again, we see here that Rabbi Akiva is quoting two psukim. One pasuk says, v'zarachti aleichem. And the other pasuk says, mikveh Yisrael Hashem. He says, mikveh Yisrael Hashem is a reference to a person who's coming on his own initiative to be mitar himself. He has the gumption, he has the energy to overcome his yetzahar. And he goes into the mikvah. In the second case, v'zarakti aleichem, that means the man doesn't come on his own. He's not capable of doing tshuva at this point. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berachmav is going to initiate the process and is going to be over him and bechazik him to do tshuva. That's mi mitar eschem. That's v'zarakti aleichem. The Tiferes Yisrael, on the other hand, has a different shot. Ashreichem Yisrael. Number one, lifnei mi atem mitarim, it means in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's mechaper lachem, atem mitarim, v'solchem zeh lazeh. I'll come back to this in just a second. But mi mitar eschem hainu she'atem solchem zelazeh af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitar eschem u'mechaper lochem. Okay, so let's see how the Tiferes Yisrael divides the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva's drasha into two parts. The first part, lifnei mi atem mitarim, means lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just 1 second. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechaper lachem atem mitarim es atzuchem v'solchem zemi zemi mitar eschem hainu shatem solchem lezel ze haf HaKadosh Baruch mitar es mechaper eschem. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva wants to emphasize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role here in the ratio of lifnei mi atem mitarim. That means that if we're soleach zela zeh, solchim zela zeh, then lifnei HaKadosh Baruch, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch mechaper lachem, this is a reference to you who initiate the process of tara, even before HaKadosh Baruch is mechaper. That's Ashreichem Yisrael, how great are the people of Israel, that they are mitar themselves,
the initiation,
right? By being soleach zela zeh. The process of Solchim Zelazeh is the process of Tara, and then HaKadosh Baruch is Mechaper. Mi Mitar Eschem means that as a result of the fact that Solchim Zelazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitar Eschem, Shekol HaMavir Al Midosov, Mavirin Lo Al Kol Pshov. And then he says something else. He says, Ashreichem Yisrael, that there are two types of kapara. The first type of kapara is lifnei mi atem mitar. And that's a reference to the Zman, Shebeis HaMikdash Kayom, that Yesh Koch Yisrael Holy Asfali Dei Shakriv Korbanos. Lifnei mi atem mitar means that we will bring korbanos, and when we bring the korban lifnei Hashem, that's going to bring about our kapara. Then Rabbi Akiva says, "Umi mitar eschem." He's referring to bizman shenechra beis hamikdash, the efshal akriv korbanos. Us then mitar eschem avishkup shvayim al yidei tshuva. All we need is tshuva, and even if we don't have the korban, nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva wants to say that there will be tahara, that our Father in heaven will be mitar us even without the korban, and that's bizorakti aleichem ayin tahorim. We cannot initiate the process of Zrikas Adam al Mizbeach, but there'll be Tara because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zorik the Dam on us. That's the Pshat of the Tiferes Yisrael. Okay, so that's as far as the Mishnah is concerned. Okay, at least we learned the Mishnah. Let's see if we can get in a few lines of Gemara. Hashem vade in Hashem toli lo. I don't understand, says the Gemara. What's going on? The Mishnah only mentions an Asham Vadai. Means he knows that he violated this Isur Me'ilah, for example, in the case of Asham Me'ilos. And then there's Kapara. Is there no Kapara in the case of Asham Toli when a man has two pieces of meat in front of him? And one is Chelev and one is Shuman. He can't tell the difference and he eats one. He doesn't know if he ate the Chelev, he ate the Shuman. Lo, he brought an Asham Toli. He's not Mechaper. Fuck. Kapar Ksiva in the Pasuk in Vayikra Perkei, it says V'chipar Olav HaKohen with regard to an Hashem Tolui. And the Gemara answers the following. Hanoch, with regard to the case of Chatos and Hashem Vadai, is Mechapre Kapara Gemura. The Kapara is absolutely complete. We mentioned this earlier. In the case of Hashem Tolui, Eino Mechaper Kapara Gemura. And Rashi explains that there's halacha that Hashem Tolui means that the kapara is going to protect him on a temporary basis from Yisurim, but when he finds out that indeed he ate Chelev, then he's going to have to bring a Karban Chatos, and his kapara of Hashem Tolui is no longer to be beneficial for him, it's no longer going to protect him from Yisurim. That's the Gemara's first answer. Inami, the Gemara gives a second answer. Hanoch, with regard to Chatos V'Yoshem Vadai, Ein Acher Mechaper mechaper kaparosam. There's nothing else that can achieve kapara. Notice he violated an isur kares b'shogeg yed chelev. He must bring a karma chatos. Without the karma chatos, again, it's only at the time the Beis HaMikdash stands, he cannot be mechaper. But oshem tolui acher, there's a substitute, mechaper kaparosam. And what is that? So disnan, we learned in the Mishnah, Chayvei chatos v'ashomos v'adoim she'ovar aleim yom ha-kippurim chayovim, even though Yom Kippur passed, nevertheless they still remain obligated to bring their korban chatos, their korban hashem v'adai. But ha-shomos tluyim, with regard to hashem tolui, there's another machaper that can substitute for the hashem tolui, p'turim, if they passed Yom ha-kippurim, then Yom ha-kippurim is machaper on such a sin, even though they haven't brought the Asham Tolui. And not only that, they're Patur, they no longer have to bring the Asham Tolui. So we see that, oddly enough, the Chiyuv of Karban Chatos, actually I shouldn't say oddly enough, let's just derive a mathematical conclusion and then we'll try to explain it. Which is more Chomor? A Chatos, or for that matter an Asham Vadai, or an Asham Tolui? Right, the Vada is more Chomer. And the Raya is that Yom HaKippurim is not going to substitute for that karma. So even though he managed to pass Yom HaKippurim, he still nevertheless remains Chayav in the karma. Hashem Tolui, on the other hand, when he passes Yom HaKippurim, he doesn't have to bring the Hashem Tolui afterwards. I mean, in a certain sense, you could ask a naive question here, why not? Why should he even bother with the Hashem Tolui? Why not just wait it out till Yom Kippur?
He wanted the insurance policy until that day arrived.
Maybe he'll die or what?
It says the Hagain Allah Mina Yisurin.
Oh, you mean to say during that period of time?
Yeah.
So let's say, for example, he's Chayev the Hashem Tolui on the 1st of September, right? Yom Kippur is on the last day of September, so any Yisurim that are coming his way, if he brought the Hashem Tolui, he will be spared and he will be protected. But if he hasn't yet experienced Yom Kippurim, so then he's not protected.
He's liable. He's only against Yom Kippur. He's not
uncovered.
But beforehand, of course he is.
Correct, but I'm just asking, what would deter him from just dilly down, you know, why not wait till Yom Kippur?
If he found out, I don't know if there's a way to find out. Isn't he waiting to find out?
Risk?
Maybe there's someone who can prove what he did.
So I don't know, maybe making the question even stronger, because if he's waiting, he may wait as long as Yom Kippurim, and then he's brought from the car.
He's covered.
So that's what you do is with Dyke from Rashi, that it's not in his best interest to postpone to postpone the carbon until Yom Kippurim. He may save a couple of bucks, but it's going to cost him in Yisurim, because Rashi says that he needs the carbon to be mugging in all of their Yisurim. And if he waits till Yom Kippurim, you know, in the meantime, he may be sweating it out. I think I found something else over here. Just refresh my memory. Oh, here's a fundamental machlokes. What happens in the case where Yom Kippurim passed and he already found out before Yom Kippurim? Just one second. Nistapik Riva. Okay, this is a Tosa Rush, says the name of Riva, a suffix. Im mashapotim lov yeshlachi Yom Kippurim, ha'nikak heichon shalo no delo, she suffix chota ad acher Yom Kippurim. Vel no delo suffix chota kodim Yom Kippurim, is ainu niftar molovov. Oh, af im no delo kodim Yom Kippurim, niftar miyashim tolu. In other words, the Riva is vacillating. It could be that fundamentally, ashim tolui, once the chiyuv sets in, the chiyuv is fixed by nodalo, you know, he knows that he ate something that might be chaylev, then just like in the case of chatos and Hashem Vadai, Yom Kippur is not going to exempt him from the karbon. When does the Gemara say that he's exempt from the karbon because of Yom Kippurim? That's only if he only found out about it after Yom Kippurim. So the chiyuv did not emerge.
I said that once.
Again, the chiyuv of Hashem Tolui, like any karbon, is only after Yediyas HaChet.
Okay.
Before Yediyas HaChet, there's no chiyuv karbon. When did the Yediyas HaChet happen? So the Riva vacillates on this point. One pshat in the Riva is that the Idiyas HaChet only happened after Yom HaKippur. See, Yom HaKippur has the power to remove and prevent the Chiyuv Karmon, in the case of Hashem Toli, from ever emerging. However, if he had the idea before Yom HaKippurim, then Karban Hashem Toli is no different than any other Karban. And once the Chiyuv is fixed, it's already emerged, there's a Chalos Chiyuv, then Yom HaKippurim cannot exempt him from that Chiyuv. That's one side in the Rifah. The other side is that in the case of Hashem Toli, even if he already had the idea Sachet, the suffering thing, right, before Yom HaKippurim, if he hasn't yet brought his karma, Yom HaKippurim can be oker, it could even remove a chiyuv once that chiyuv was chiyuv. And that's the Riva vacillating back and forth. Okay, it's obviously it's a profound sugya, which we're not going to get into. Okay. And finally, we'll finish up now. The Mishnah says the following. I mean, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Misa v'yom HaKippur mechaprim im atshuva. And the Gemara thinks that this is going to be a contradiction to Rebbe, because Rebbe is of the opinion that Yom HaKippur is mechaprim even without tshuva. Im atshuva in b'fnei atzman lo, it means that Yom HaKippur alone without tshuva is ineffective. Nema delo ki Rebbe. Is this against Rebbe? The Sanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rebbe Omer al kol aver shebetorah, Bein osa tshuva, bein lo osa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper chutz miporek ol. And here's this Gersos problems here. Loig al chavero megalapodim at Torah. Umefer bris basa. Yom osa tshuva, Yom HaKippurim mechaper lo osa tshuva, ein Yom HaKippurim mechaper. So with the exception of these categories, how many do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4. Four different categories, again, depending on the girsa. Rebbe says in all the rest, there is a complete mechila and kapara of Yom HaKippurim without tshuva. So again, we mentioned this sheet of Rebbe earlier. We said that the Sar Mishtaleh could be mechaper without tshuva on Kalos. Now we're suggesting that according to Rebbe, Al Kol Aver Shabbatar Yom HaKippurim is mechaper, and there's no mention of the Sar Mishtaleh. It means that Yom HaKippurim, even in our time, when we don't have the Sar Mishtaleh, has the power of engendering kapara for all Averis except for four. And there's no difference between one Aver and the other except for these four, and it's Bein Osa Tshuva, Bein Lo Osa Tshuva. Yet our Mishnah says that you need Yom HaKippurim together with what? Together with Tshuva. So the Gemara answers, Afilu Tema Rebbe, you can reconcile our Mishnah with Rebbe. And what does the Mishnah mean when it says Yom HaKippurim Mechaprim Im HaTshuva? Tshuva Boi Yom HaKippurim. Now, sometimes Tshuva alone is insufficient, and therefore you will not have a Kapara until Yom HaKippurim. But Yom HaKippurim lo boi tshuva. So when we read the Mishnah mechaprim im tshuva, basically you have to sort of reorganize these words. You know, it's like a scrabble. You have to scramble them around, and you have to read it that tshuva is miskaper im Yom HaKippur, and only with Yom HaKippurim. These are averos chamuros, and tshuva alone will not suffice. You need also Yom HaKippur. But Yom HaKippur, once it comes, is mechaper even without tshuva.
We count four as we.
Well, it all depends on the girsa. For example, I have a girsa of loeg al chaver. You don't have that, do you?
That's in the shiltis.
Yeah. Okay. But we'll leave that for another time. I just want to tell you the following: that Tosfos in Masechta Shvuos is upset with this gemara because the rabbanon hold that Yom HaKippurim is not mechaper without tshuva, but yet Misa is mechaperes af im lo osa tshuva. Now we have a third case of a mechaper without tshuva, and that's Misa. And if that be the case, right, so let's just review the three possibilities of kapara without tshuva. Number one, we spoke about the Sar Mishtalech on the Kalos. Number two, we spoke about Yom HaKippurim according to Rebbe. And number three, according to the Rabbanon, Misa mechaperes af im lo osa tshuva, except for Gimel Averis. Okay, those are the three exceptional cardinal sins. In Cain, if that be the case, Rektosis lo osi shaper af L'Rabbanan, because the Mishnah says that Misa is Im HaTshuva, according to Rabbanan, Misa without Tshuva is Mechaper. V'tirtzu, and Tosfos answers, Shema Shom Rabbanan Misa, Memarekes Afim Lo Asa Tshuva, Hainu Yachad Im HaYisurim, V'hadinim Shedonim Oso L'Yachar Misa, Shal Yideikach, Eina Nichras liolam abba, avolim asa tshuva himemarekis legare she'ein nidon od bisurim liachar misa. Says Rabbanon, when they say that misa is mechaper without tshuva, what they mean is the following: not that tshuva is meaningless with regard to a chayve misa. Even with regard to chayve misa, tshuva is very powerful and very effective. And what does it remove from a person? It removes from the person yisurim v'dinim shedonim oso liachar misa. As we think, when we leave this world, that's it, we're finished with yisurim. But there are yisurim that happen even liachar misa. And achar misa. Okay, we have to know what goes in. The Gemara compares it to pins, you know, in the skin, whatever it is.
Read that paragraph.
How is that with Mishnayos?
Okay, that's even before he gets to Gehenna, I think, you know. And what does tshuva do? Tshuva, when it's done before Misa, will spare him. Again, he doesn't get full kapar with tshuva, he needs Misa, but nevertheless, the fact that he did tshuva, that he accompanied his Misa with tshuva, is effective as far as the process of Yisurim and Dinim, all that happens Lacha Misa, maybe it means in the world to come, maybe it means in even his physical body he's still somewhat connected to, whatever it means, I don't know. I haven't died yet, so I didn't this is all metaphysics for me. So it's very speculative. But he says, Im Asa Tshuva Oz Misa Mavarekes Legamre She'eno Nidon Od Yisurim Liacha Misa. In Kain Osi Shapel Rabbanon, when the Rabbanon read this Mishnah, the Mishnah says that Yom HaKippur needs tshuva, ima tshuva, it means to achieve a complete kapara and prevent him from suffering these yisurim and dinim li'achar misa. Okay, Rabosa, I guess I'll have to let you go, even though there's a lot more here. You know, it keeps going and going.
Get buried in foot slugs.
What do you say? Okay, if you want to stay for just one more minute, anyone who wants to stay, there's a famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam, which is quoted here in the Tosfos Yeshanim. Do you have the Tosfos Yeshanim on the page?
Yes.
You do. So you'll see that he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The mission in the second parak of Avos says Yafa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. Does that ring a bell?
Okay.
Now, if I were to ask you again, don't look in the Tosfos Yeshanim and Rabbeinu Tam yet, but just give me a knee-jerk response. Which is greater? Which is the primary? Which is the secondary? It says Yafa Talmud Torah Derech Eretz. What would be your knee-jerk response?
Which is more?
In other words, it says Talmud Torah Im Derech Eretz. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Rav Hirsch, Rav Shil Shafal Hirsch is here in the room. Okay. Yeah. So which is primary and which is secondary? I would have said Talmud Torah. Rabbeinu says no. Rabbeinu Tam says that whenever it says that X is good with Y, it means X is tafel to Y. It's an accompaniment. You know, if I tell you that ketchup is good with steak, then what I'm telling you is that steak is the main thing, and Yafa, it's good to add ketchup to your steak. So he says, add Talmud Torah to your Derech Eretz. His Derech Eretz is Ikar, and Talmud Torah is Tafel. Okay, that has to be understood, but that's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So, all the Rishonim ask the following question. This is the Tosfos Yeshanim. Yeah, Tosfos Yeshanim. Let's read our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yom HaKippur, I lost the place here. Misa v'Yom HaKippur mechaprim im Hachuva. The Kohen Rabbeinu Tam, which is Ikar and which is Tofel. Again, are you with me? Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. So the first one, we'll call it A, is Tofel, and B is the Ikar. In the case of Tshuva, is Tshuva Ikar or Tofel? Let's look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Yom HaKippurim, Misav Yom HaKippurim, Im HaTshuva. So what's the Ikar then? Tshuva is the Ikar. No, if Tshuva is the Ikar, how does the Gemara say that Tshuva Boi Yom HaKippurim, meaning Tshuva alone, is not effective? It needs Yom HaKippurim, but Yom HaKippurim lo boy tshuva. Yom HaKippurim is effective independent of tshuva. It would seem from the Gemara, it's clear that Yom HaKippurim is primary; it doesn't require tshuva, and tshuva is secondary because tshuva alone, independent, is not sufficient. It needs Yom HaKippurim. So what I want to study with you, Mirz Hashem, Bulimeder, you know, on Yom Revi'i, is one of the various answers to this question offered by the Tosi Yishanim, and he says that this whole Gemara, as we saw, is trying to defend Rebbe, that Rebbe says Yom HaKippur is Mechapa without Tshuva. Says the Tosi Yishanim, when Rebbe says that Yom HaKippur is Mechapa below Tshuva, what does he mean? He means that there's no kapara gemura. I'm sorry. He means to say that Yom HaKippurim will reduce the punishment, but he doesn't mean to say that Yom HaKippurim without tshuva is enough to clinch a kapara gemura. And therefore, kapara gemura ain Yom HaKippurim mechaper below tshuva. Im kein osi shapish a tshuva ikar, af legabi Yom HaKippurim. When we make a comparative study of the respective powers of tshuva and Yom HaKippurim, tshuva is superior. That's why it says, im ha-tshuva, according to Rebbe Mitam, right? Says the Tos Yishanim, even Rebbe agrees that tshuva is superior in its power of kapara to Yom HaKippurim. What Rebbe means when he says that Yom HaKippurim can be mechap without tshuva, means only a partial kapara, and that's going to reduce your level of onshin. So what I'd like to discuss with you, Bli Neder, on Yom Revi'i, is what is this kapara she'ena gemura, which is engendered according to this pshat Netos Yishanim by Yom HaKippurim. What is this incomplete kapara of Yom HaKippurim without you?
Are we left with the knowledge that the Averus Kalos, the Kippur is Mechata without Tshuva, but the Hamoros need Tshuva and Yom Kippur?
Again, as far as Kalos is concerned, Tshuva is Mechaper without anything else, just on its own. Right? That's Kalos. Okay, now what's your question?
My question was, without Tshuva, is Yom Kippur Mechaper the Kalos?
No, only Sarah Mishtalech. We don't know that about Yom Kippur. Yom HaKippurim requires tshuva.
So what's the difference between Kalos and Chaboros today?
Today?
Yeah.
It's a very big difference because if you have Averos Kalos, as far as Yom HaKippurim or in general?
In general.
Oh, in general. Of course, if you have Averos Kalos, then tshuva can be mechapa without anything else on Averos Kalos, even today. Thus, the power of tshuva is not reduced by Churban HaBayis. What's lacking? What's gone after Churban HaBayis is Sarah Mishtalech. So we don't have the ability of a kapara without tshuva, but we still have the ability of tshuva to be mechaper without any other mechaper on its own 2 feet with regard to kalos
and chaburis.
Chaburis we're going to require not just tshuva but Yom HaKippur, and chaburis themselves subdivided into different categories. Some chamuris you need tshuva and Yom HaKippurim without anything else. Other chamuris will require Yom HaKippurim plus Yisurim, and then you get the complete kapara. Others will require not only Yom HaKippurim and Misa with the tshuva, but also and Yisurim with the tshuva. You require also Misa, and then we're going to finally get the case of Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem requires the whole gamut. So again, we didn't get into details now, and not everything I just said to you is absolutely meduyah. But we're going to get to the that's what I want to talk to you about on Yom Revi'i, Mirz Hashem, is the Dalit Chiluki Kapara. There are 4 Chiluki Kapara according to Rabbi Shmuel, and there are 3 Chiluki Kapara according to the other Tanoim. And that's going to be number 1, Kalos. Number 2, Chaburos. Number 3, Chil Hashem. And basically, our whole discussion on Yom Revi'i and Mirz Hashem, Bli Neder, will be about these 2 points. Number 1, what are the Dalit Chiluki Kapara? How to divide them up? And number 2, to discuss Chil Hashem. What is Chil Hashem, and why is it so? Why is it so severe?
What it's trying to say is because when he says, if he says Echten, at the same time he's considering tshuva. Tshuva meaning he's more than considering tshuva. What he's doing is he's actually
planning tshuva.
No, by saying Echten v'Ashuv, he's actually insulting tshuva, so to speak.
Oh, because, insulting.
Because he's saying it doesn't really, it doesn't do anything right now, because later on I'm going to do it. It's whatever. It's some perfunctory thing. But one thing is that when it says that it's making it tough for him because he has two averas. The two averas are, the first avera is that he said Echtev Ashu. That's an avera in itself. Right. He has to first get...
He insults tshuva.
He has to do tshuva for Echtev Ashu before he can get...
Excellent.
And because of that, because that's like Megala
Panim... The question is, how do I use what you just said?
Because it's Megala Panim Batara. When you say Echtev Ashu. Because what you're doing is you're saying, yeah, this tshuva business is really not an important business, but I'll do it anyways afterwards. Maybe it'll do something. But
actually, Rebbe mentions Megala Panim Torah, does he not?
Yeah, no, but Megala Panim Torah is that you don't get any. That's not one of the things
here.
Yeah, but this is it's not exactly Megala Panim Torah, because Megala Panim Torah is for Asiya. Because Megala Panim is just for yourself. So
he says here, Megala Panim Torah. Let's see who he's quoting. He's quoting Rashi Masechta Shavuos, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, it is. It's one of the things that's
that Megala Panim Torah is Shedoresh Es HaTorah L'Gnai.
Right.
B'chutzpah V'gilui Azus Panim.
Right, and that's exactly what we say. After the Ashu, in the same breath, you're actually doing you're belittling tshuva.
But it sounds to me like he's saying that Megala Panim Torah is the way he distorts the Torah itself.
Yeah, but I think it has to be the Farhesia, where he has to at least somehow. Yes,
yeah,
show,
I assume so. It says Begili.
Yeah, so if you do it to yourself, say after the Yashu, doesn't mean you're necessarily making an announcement on the radio after the Yashu, so you're doing it yourself.
I would be inclined to think that after the Yashu is a different problem. He's getting used to sin, and he's always falling back and relying on his tshuva.
Yeah, but then that
I don't know if that's called Megala Panim Torah. I mean, you could use Megala Panim Torah in a broader sense, you know, if you like.
Yeah, no,
but the strict, I think, translation and application of Megala Panim Torah, he says Shedoresh Es HaTorah L'Gnai. He's literally distorting the Torah itself.
In Anami, and all right, it seems to me that's what it's saying.
I'm not going to fight with you on that.
The second thing.
You're a big boy.
The second thing is it says Ashrechem Yisrael.
Yeah,
and it says
you're right.
Mi Matiris, Tam.
Right. Lifni Mi Atemitarim. Mi Matiris.
Yeah, but
what was the double life?
Yeah, but the other pasuk says what is saying?
Makes Yisrael Shem.
No.
Zakeh Leimayim Torah.
Yeah. Right. It says, what does it say? It says,
I have the whole pasuk here because, you know, the Oz V'Hadar always quotes the entire pasuk.
And with Nekudas.
Right. So let me read to you the whole pasuk.
Says
the question getting in place. Okay. He says, V'zorakti al...
Oh, it's pasuk Yechezkel. V'zorakti lechem ayin tohorim,
u'ta'artem mikol t'mosechem, u'mikol gu'a lechem,
gilu
lechem, atayr es.
Yeah, right. So it says, V'zorakti al lechem ayin tohorim. That goes very well with the pshat that says that first you had already been meratza, your friend, or whatever you had done, because What is Zrika's mind? The Torah doesn't do anything. You have to be. Right. You have to have Memsah.
Right, you have to go into the mikveh. That's the cover of your body.
So what he's telling you is you're standing in a mikveh that's short, maybe a cup of water, a cup of mayim tovim, so it doesn't do anything. The Kaddish Baruch Hu throws in Tzaviyachol the other,
right.
So that's
less than Gimel Lugim. That's
right.
Of course, otherwise he's Gimel Lugim Ayin Shuv and his
post. That's right. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. But that's the pshat I wanted to give into that. That nice. you first were mitayer. You mostly were mitayer yourself, beritzoy. But you're still standing like in a mikveh. That's not a kosher mikveh yet.
Right.
The Kaddish Baruch Hu is marshaling the mikveh.
I thought that maybe Vizarakti Leimayin Torah, according to the Mefarshim. Mishnah is the Tosyantif and Tversil means that Hashem is taking the initiative.
But in strict halakhic terms, I mean, Zrika's mind doesn't do anything.
No, he's talking about Tara Pnimis,
I understand this is all
Tara Sanefesh.
Right.
Because every chait, every chait, no matter what it is, even if it doesn't have any contact with the dead, it contaminates the personality. You know, the Neshama should asat to be Tahori.
No, I don't argue with any of that. It's just the Lushan, if he's going to go already with Mayim Tahorim, you should go according to the halacha.
We went to look up the Gemara and he didn't explain anything yet.
Yeah.
Is that what the Hellenistic Jews did?
They pulled it to make it look like
they didn't have
I think so. I'm not sure.
And
let
so
me just take a look here. If he,
is that
if he
put all those people out of the?
I'm not sure. I didn't know. I didn't know what the case was. I think.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I could come up with.
Well, no, it could be made for Bris literally means
exactly.
He says Mavato Mitzvah Smila. You know, he just
he doesn't do it.
We have people, unfortunately, even in this country that are opposed to Mila.
Yeah. Yeah, or they, they do it beyond Mashlishi or something like that.
Yeah. That means
it's Kiyum Mitzvah Mila. That's what he says, Mavato Mitzvah Smila.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what.
But there is another concept of made for Bris, but I don't think it's necessarily here. So what we want to do is discuss Rebbe. You remember the Tosus Yishonim that Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is mechapu without tshuva, but it's an incomplete kapara.
Yeah.
Try to put that in together with these four cases. We want to learn the Rambam, and then maybe we'll go through the Dalit Chilukei Kapara, culminating with Chil Hashem, and try to figure out what constitutes Chil Hashem. So that's what I'd like to do in Yitzchak Yom Kippur. Tomorrow, tomorrow I'd like to fill in the middle. Some of the Gemaras that we skipped over, from Ayin Ches till Pei Gimel, we Pei Beis.
You do that regular Ches.
Yeah, well, we have two more days. I'm going to try to finish it on my own, believe it, if we can't do it here.